I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Coming up, a look at the intersection between politics and the Great Commission. Later, a radio ministry broadcasts hope for Haiti. First, newly inaugurated U.S. President Donald Trump is calling for allied NATO countries to increase their defense spending to at least 5% of their national GDPs. Poland's President Andrzej Duda came out in support of the measure, reinforcing the need to keep Russia aggression at bay. Poland already spends more than any other NATO nation on national defense, over 4% of its GDP. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says,
America has financially borne the burden of much of the defense effort, especially with the war in Ukraine. And I'm not arguing one way or the other, just stating a reality. And then recognizing with Donald Trump being our president, there's going to be a requirement for these countries to respond with a greater commitment to their own security.
The stakes are high for Poland, sharing a border with Russia and Ukraine. SGA supports churches in Poland ministering to citizens and Ukrainian refugees. Amidst uncertain times, they're providing the certain hope of Jesus.
We're seeing stories pour in of kids and parents coming to faith during Christmas outreach. The churches are now focused on not only following up with these families, but seeing the ones who come to faith, the discipled.
Pray for Christ's peace.
Now, this is an exciting time. So in the middle of the chaos, what we're called to do as servants of Christ is to continue to proclaim the gospel to all peoples, to all nations.
Next, last year was one of the worst on record for kids living in conflict, according to the UN. For example, the UN verified more child casualties of war in Ukraine during the first 9 months of 2024 than in all of 2023 combined. Keys for Kids Greg Yoder says,
the needs are unbelievable and astounding. When you hear the stories of people that are actually on the ground in Ukraine, and then you go over to a place like Sudan, where there's literally a genocide and even famine taking place, you can't help but think, oh my word, the kids in many of these areas are struggling. They're looking for something to have hope in.
More than one in six children around the world live in a conflict zone, or they've been made homeless by war or violence.
The need to reach out to children, and really families too, is at an all-time high.
Keys for Kids devotionals point families to Jesus, the only source of lasting hope.
Coupling our information or our resources with physical aid, that's really what will change hearts and lives. And whole villages in northern Pakistan have come to faith in Christ because of the work that God has done through Keys for Kids.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We need to pray, but then be actively involved somehow. Maybe it's to go and help, or maybe it's to provide finances, or maybe it's to be an ambassador for your favorite ministry to tell others about what God's doing.
And finally, amid Haiti's deep national struggles, hope and good news is being broadcast. Radio TV, 4VEH, a ministry partner of Trans World Radio, has been sharing the hope of Jesus in Haiti for 75 years. Staff member Kate Michel explains other parts of their multimedia ministry.
So we have a local television station in Cap-Haitien. We have a YouTube channel with 130,000 subscribers.
Their team also connects with fellow Haitians through social media, especially with an interactive daily prayer program, which Michelle explains.
It is midday every day for an hour, which is guiding our listeners in praying for Haiti, for the country, for leaders, and then for each other, for the prayer requests that listeners and viewers send in.
The ministry takes the gospel to Haitians wherever they are. In every sense.
For people who are not able to access the local television station or maybe even not able to afford batteries for their radio, we use solar-powered radios that we distribute to people in very poor areas.
Praise God for what He's doing to bring hope to Haiti. Want to hear stories of lives turned around through 4VEH? Check out our full report at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.